the buzz has been magnificent there this past few weeks leading up to it. Once we got our victory over Mayo and Roscommon, we sort of knew we had a game in hand to play away, so we knuckled down training, and the buzz has been unreal, to be honest with you. Everyone's enjoying the training there, and there's 30 boys out fighting for places, so it's a healthy competition. And look, as we said there a couple of weeks ago, we don't want no negativity brought into the camp, so everyone's positive, training well, everyone's eating well, everyone's doing their gym recovery. So look, the squad's buzzing, and the attitude within the squad at the moment, the management team, is very, very positive. So look, you want to be going to Crook Park with a positive attitude instead of a negative mindset. So look, we're looking forward to Sunday, and that's all you can do from Tuesday night to Sunday, is look forward to it and prepare yourself right, and hopefully everything goes well on the day.
A super championship campaign so far from you. You won all your games, did everything you could do, and put up some nice score lines along the way.
Well, that's it. That was one of our aims there at the start of the year. You know, once we become the championship, something we probably didn't do last year was be ruthless when we're playing all our teams. In the past, if we got a 4 or 5 point lead, we sort of let teams back into it, and that's probably what we started doing against Wicklow last year in Croke Park. Is once we got the 6 point lead, we sat back and invited them on instead of playing our own game and being ruthless. So we knuckled down that there during the year, and look, once you get a lead in hurling, you have to keep on top of it, because teams will come back to you eventually and get their football patch. So look, we're putting up big scores, and we have the four line and midfield to do that. Even our halfbacks are getting on the score sheet this year, and everyone's very comfortable on the ball, which you need to be these days in modern hurling. So look, we're very confident within our own ability, and we always say give the man in the better position the ball and he'll do the damage. So look, that's what we're trying to do. We don't care who scores at the end of the day, as long as they're going over the bar.
Yeah, 12 months ago you were in Croke Park, you came back to the losing dressing room. Did it feel like a long way back to Croke Park again in 2024 at that stage?
Yeah, it was a long 12 months now, let me tell you. I know personally myself, after the game in Croke Park last year, I was hemming and hawing about coming back, you know, because I didn't have a very good day or even Donegal campaign last year at all. And then, look, you sort of, you bite the bullet and you don't want to leave in that way or whatever, so you bite the bullet and you go at it again come November, December time, and you knuckle down, and look, you want to rectify what mistakes you done last year, whatever, and push Donegal hurling forward. But it was a long winter now, and it was a long 12 months, and we're glad now it's just around the corner now on Sunday.
Yeah, you're playing Mayo in the final. You beat Mayo in O'Donnell Park in the group stage as such. But is it going to be a different story this time out?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we got a spot on now in Letterkenny, and look, there was talk there that their forwards didn't really perform that day, and which they didn't, because we all know they're capable of more. So everyone's tagging us as the favourites, which is probably rightly so since we beat them in Letterkenny. But we, us players, know ourselves, it's 50-50, and it'll all come down whoever wants it on the day the most. As it does, it's a final, anything can go in a final. It's whoever wants it more, whoever's going to want the ball more, whoever's going to break the tackles more, whoever's going to shoot more. It all comes down to who puts the body in the line the most, and look, we're all prepared to do that, and we know what Mayo's about, and we've met them now a few times over the last few years, and it's been nip and tuck. It's gone their way, it's gone our way and stuff. So look, they'll come ready, gunning for us, and we'll be doing the same for them.
Yeah, a couple of hard luck stories over the last couple of years, Gerry, near misses. It's time to bring the silverware back to Donegal.
Well, that's it too, Ryan. Look, that's our aim, is to bring silverware back after last year's heartache. And look, Donegal football's going well at the minute too, but we want to put ourselves out there and show everyone that Donegal hurling's on the rise as well, and Donegal hurling's put us on the map as well. So look, that's our aim for Sunday. And look, all we can do is rectify last year's defeat, turn it into a positive mindset, and go out on Sunday now and get us up a division for next year.